Hello and welcome to You and Method Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from West Hills, California. In a moment, you will experience unique insight and one-of-a-kind perspective from Shaolin Grandmaster Dr. Cam Yuen. Dr. Cam Yuen, DC, has worked with patients for over 30 years and has been the world's foremost expert and leading grandmaster of Shaolin Kung Fu for nearly half a century. He's a well-known author and martial artist, frequently appearing on the covers of different martial arts magazines. He was also the technical and kung fu advisor on the original Kung Fu TV series, and thus was instrumental in bringing authentic kung fu to the international audience. To talk to Dr. Yuen, please call in now or visit our website. The guest call-in number is 646-478-3782. You can ask us a question anytime on our website. You will also find out about our exciting upcoming live events on our website. To ask Dr. Yuen a question, please visit yuenmethod.com/ask. That's yuenmethod.com/ASK. Now, here he is, live on the air, Dr. Cam Yuen.
Hi, everyone. It is Dr. Cam Yuen.
And Marty Greenberg, co-author of Delete On the Spot, Stress and Pain, number one international best-selling book. We're here today to delete your pain and stress. So if you're experiencing any physical pain, mental, emotional, psychological, psychic, spiritual, that has to do with maybe your finances or relationships, rejuvenation, anything at all that's troubling you, this is about feeling your best. So we're going to be taking live callers. We're here to delete it. We're here to take this book and put it into action for you. What does that mean? Well, Josh and I are going to take live callers. So you'll see the call-in number. Give us a call and tell us what's going on. And we're going to delete your physical pain and stress and put this book into action. Let's talk about putting it into action, Josh. What do you mean? Why are we doing these free clinics?
Well, going through the experience that they can actually do for themselves, it is not something that requires a lot of studying and experiences. Well, experience kind of counts, but it's really about experiencing results.
So it's not just talking about getting better. It's live. This is happening real time. We want to show you a picture of the deletion octagon, which consists of 8 components. So remember what a deletion is. For those of you who are new to the Human Method, and even as a review, eliminate, free, independent, release, protect, forgive, forget, unconditionally. We all have the deletion key. It's nothing magical. It's nothing mystical. It's a switch that is hardwired to your internal bio computer. We are high tech, you know? It's like you can hop on a computer these days and get instant information to anything on Google. I mean, should we expect anything less from our health?
Well, that's about health. It's not really just about health, about everything in your life. So
this is a switch that we all have. Like I said, it's hardwired to your internal computer. We are high-tech equipment. We're going to speed you up. We're going to get rid of your pain and stress on the spot. We have so many people sending us amazing success stories. So I have to say thank you so much. Our team has been forwarding all the amazing success stories from the last stream about finances, and we're just so thrilled reading them. We're completely blown away. So people that just are getting those instant shifts. So I'd like you right now to just pay attention to how you're feeling in your physical body, because you truly are going to feel a difference. As we take live callers, if you two are experiencing the same thing and resonating with that person, you're going to start to feel those shifts in your physical body. You know, I got an email the other day, and she said, Marnie, I was so skeptical of the Yuen Method, and it wasn't like me to listen to the last free stream. She says, but it was a beautiful evening, and I was in pain, and I listened to the stream, and I was about to click it off, but she said she listened to it, and by the end, she was amazed that some of the callers that were calling in had the same problem that she did, and she literally felt like her physical pain go away. And we get so many emails like this, people reporting that they feel all kinds of shifts after they watch this. And that's really what this is all about. We want to just give this free to you every month because, you know, we want you to experience it. We want you to get results and test this for yourself. Like, do you feel the same before and after? So again, after each caller that we take, pay attention to how you're feeling in your physical body. We also have exciting news. We're giving away a free telecourse. So at the end of the stream, we're going to, you know, take a caller and give that away free. So stay tuned to the very end And also then we'll be taking questions. You know, a lot of people have tons of questions. There's a live chat. I have my computer here, and this is real. This is, you know, real time. This isn't, you know, recording right now. So go ahead and, you know, communicate with us. Tell us how you're feeling, what's going on, if you're feeling better through it, and say hello to us. Let us know you're here. We will connect live with you. You know, I see your name. You're going to be feeling these shifts. So thank you again for joining. The objective is to make our lives free of struggle. So, you know, I also want to tell you that this specific stream is about going even further. It's about weight rejuvenation, money, finances, career, unconditional love, and sexual neutrality. These three components of the triad, it's amazing what happens when this triad is strong. It's really, it's called the Take Charge Triad. So Dr. Yoon and I put this together because many people that come to us, and you're going to see this demonstrated on the stream, is that when you consciously think you have a relationship problem, when you find the real reasons, causes, and sources of your pain and stress, you'll find that it's not relationships. It could be finances. People that come to us and say, oh, Marty, I have a financial problem, and they start talking about it, it's really a relationship problem. And sometimes, you know, people come to us and they're like, Marty, I'm gaining all kinds of weight. What's going on? And then we take a look at their finances or relationships, and there's a weakness there. So you're going to see here today on this stream demonstrated that whatever you think it is, isn't really what it is. It's never what you think it is. And that's really the key fundamental principle of the healing method, is that if you knew what your problem was, you wouldn't have it. So, Jackie, let's talk about the mind. You know, we got an email last week, someone saying, why does the mind sabotage it so much? You know, this isn't about reprogramming your mind. It's not about, like, it's not really about, you know, motivation and inspiration and trying, you know, this is more about deleting the mind. So, Dr. Yoon, talk about deleting the mind and why it's so important, why the mind sabotages us.
Well, because the mind's always thinking about for or against something, and it's always in conflict within itself, whereas the brain will just give you a weakness or a strength, and you will know exactly what really affects you. If you stay strong with it, there's no effect. It weakens you. That's what you have to address and strengthen that aspect of it.
So we're finding the weaknesses. We're finding the true reasons and causes and sources behind your pain and stress. And not everybody has, you know, not everybody with neck pain has the same weaknesses. Not everybody with back pain has the same weaknesses. Not everybody with finances has the same weaknesses. We're all unique. And we have a sequence to our pain and stress, and it's all about finding the weaknesses in a specific sequence. And when you find the weaknesses, you're not doing it with your mind. The mind has the problem. The mind's going to sabotage you. Your mind's going to tell you this isn't possible, this isn't good, I'm not good enough, I'm not, you know, it's always going to try to sabotage you. What we're doing, what Dr. Yoon is talking about, is physical intelligence, your brain, not your mind. Talk about physical intelligence. When you find a weakness, it's really your physical intelligence. What does that mean?
Well, it means that for anything to change, realistically change on a physical level, of course, on a mental and spiritual level, that is actually in the physical dimension and universe. So it's still physical. So it's really your physical intelligence going to have the answer for you to match the question and the problems you have to resolve it.
Okay, so it's all about feeling, and it's about feeling for the weakness. That's step one in the Yoon method. You want to feel for the weakness. And you do that with your feeling, your perception, your intuition that leads to insight. And your insight finds the right answer. So talk about what is insight? Let's go more into detail about it for our new listeners.
Well, you already said those three components. You start with the feeling, and then the feeling, when you capture that feeling very quickly, then you have a perception, you have intuition. Everyone is born with that instinct, intuition to know what truth you can place. So it's like other living creatures, they have that intuition, and we have to restore that intuition and not be distorted by our upbringing. And once we are strong with the intuition and each component is strong, and that the insight triad, and you're strong with that insight triad, automatically have insight. So it's not something that you have to train yourself or discipline yourself to acquire it.
So years ago, when Dr. Newton first came out with the UN method, it was a lot slower. And he actually used muscle testing, kinesiology, to find weaknesses. But now the method is so exponentially faster that he's just using his brain, not the mind, let me remind you, to tune in and find the real reasons, causes, and sources of your pain and stress. Again, it's feeling, perceiving, intuiting it, using his insight. And once you, when you use your insight, you just, when you find the weakness, you just delete it. It's that simple. And you you delete it. It's just like when you use your computer, you're deleting your unwanted files, or, you know, on your iPhone or your smartphone, when you go into settings and you turn the settings on that are off. It's just that simple. But like I said, your mind is going to sabotage you. So let's take some live callers and see what's going on and pay attention to how you feel so that we can, you know, get rid of a lot of the sabotaging effects that we have on ourselves. So, okay, our team is here and we're going to take our first caller.
All right. 650.
650, you're on live.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. What's your name?
My name is Sherry.
Sherry, how are you?
Hi. Feels like more psychic attack type things is what I'm feeling through my ears.
So you're feeling pain in your ears?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you new to the Yuen method, Sherry?
I took Dr. Yuen where he did the basic and the advanced up around Redwood City,
okay.
Northern area. Yeah,
okay,
quite a few years ago.
That's been a while. How long ago
with
you? Yeah.
Oh, my.
You've seen him in person, so that's wonderful. What do you do for a living, Sherry?
I'm sorry?
What do you do for a living?
Right now I'm back in school.
You're back in school. Okay, so what I feel, so right now I'd like to get a baseline of your ears, because you said that there's a feeling, a sensation there. Is there physical pain?
Yes.
Okay, so the reason I ask is because we want to have a before and after shift. So I'm going to delete what's causing that, and I'm going to use my insight to pinpoint your weaknesses. And what my insight is feeling is that there's some kind of pressure you're having with school. So it's not physical, it's non-physical. And if you can follow me on this, I'm doing some deletion on some of the pressure that you feel with school. And there's also like a burden on you right now. It almost feels like there's a weight on your shoulders, like something that you kind of like resisting in life. So let's delete your resistance in life. And I just deleted what I about school and whatnot. And just from doing that simple deletion, do you feel any difference in your ear, the same or different?
Okay.
So do you feel a difference?
Yeah, it's a little bit better. It kind of just felt like there was like a needle or something going through me. I just taste some kind of chemicals. I'm not sure what kind of chemicals they are.
So you feel a little bit lighter?
I do feel a little bit lighter. Thank you.
Okay, great. Do you feel any pain? You feel lighter, but I just want to make sure that the pain is gone.
There's still pain because it's, you know, it doesn't just affect my ears, but it kind of feels like it's moving around my body, you know, outside somewhere in my aura.
Okay. So is that something that you physically feel in your ears, or you feel it outside your aura?
I feel it outside my body and also through my ears and my mouth.
Okay. So your mouth, let's take a look at your aura. Your aura feels pretty strong, but your external dynamics feel weak. And when I feel the outside of you, I feel like your neighbors are weakening you. So I'm going to strengthen your neighbors. Your mouth feels strong, but talking actually is weakening you. And I'm going to strengthen that. I'm going to also strengthen your relationship. So just from doing those corrections, how do you feel now?
A little bit better, yeah. It's still, there's something spinning around me, but yeah, it's a little bit better. Thank you.
Okay, so let's take the spinning away. You said that it's spinning. So I'm going to go ahead and delete any remnants or memories. There's some negative emotions in your space that you're carrying. Like, it's like a wishy-washy type feeling. Can you relate with that? You're not sure about yourself. You're not sure about your direction in your life. Can you consciously relate to that?
Well, I'm wanting to, you know, complete my studies that I have back in school. And when these attacks come in or whatever, you know, I hear these other voices, you know, just telling me I should do this or I should do that or I should do something else. And I don't really want input from whatever's sending it to me.
Okay, I hear you.
Does that make sense? So, almost like spirit attachments or something like that.
I totally hear you. I totally get it. What I sense is that your mind is just so, let's delete your mind from your physical body and strengthen that so that your mind isn't, because your mind is so much in you and it just has a negative effect. So we're going to strengthen that and delete your mind. Just from deleting your mind out of your physical body, strengthening you to your future, strengthening you that so you automatically, you know, are doing the right thing at the right time and feel confident, because there's a lack of confidence there that I'm feeling. How do you feel now? Do you feel more confident?
Yeah, a little bit better. Yeah, that helped a lot. Thank you.
Okay, did you relate with anything that I said? Is there anything that you'd like to share with our listeners, this process? Or
you know, I'm not sure what the burden is.
Okay. You're not sure what the burden is. So is that, okay, so when you have a question, there's something that needs to be deleted. So let's just make it so that you don't feel any burdens. How does that feel? That you, how do you,
that
think
would be
about
great.
How you know, think about you're just completely free. Any choice you make is the right choice. Like strongly moving into your future. How does that feel?
That feels a lot better. Yeah.
Okay, I'm deleting any blocks, any unknown blocks that may be preventing you from moving forward with ease. It's almost like you feel guilty not having problems. Can you relate to that?
Uh-oh. Yeah, can we get rid of that?
It's gone. So now when you think about your future, it feels better. I feel that you're way stronger, and I also strengthening to your school and the teachers and all that in the environment there. So when you think about school and you think about you're doing the right thing, does that feel like the right thing now?
It's funner, you know, as opposed to being a chore.
Okay, so you feel like you're sure.
Mhm. Yeah.
Okay, good. That's what it's all about. It's about feeling confidence, feeling like you're sure, deleting all the blocks. And we just pinpointed a lot of different blocks. It happened very quickly. And you'll start to let us know how you're feeling by the end of the stream, because you're going to benefit from everyone else as well.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on. Stay connected in the chat, and that's great. Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay. So you'll see, now pay attention to, just from deleting her weaknesses, how you feel. Because, like I said, you may resonate with some of that. Maybe it was confidence. Maybe it's your surroundings, your neighbors. We're strengthening you for that also. And sometimes, let's talk about the trivial things in life, Neptune. Sometimes we miss just trivial things in life, and just by strengthening your external dynamics, how much that can shift you.
Well, it's really the trivial things in life is actually more difficult to pinpoint.
And why is that?
Because when it's serious, it's just right there in front of you. So when it's trivial, then you have to search further to ensure that you locate that something that's trivial that have significant effect on a person's life.
Okay, we're going to take another caller.
All right,
323.
323, are you on?
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Can you
hear me? I can hear you.
Hi.
What's your name?
Joey.
Joey. How are you today?
I've got some challenges I've been having for a while. I've got my blood sugar crashes. And frankly, it's just, it crashes. It's just unstable. And I've had some heart problems going on for a while. It's hard to, like, exercise or take a walk and stuff like that.
Okay. Joey, what do you do for a living?
At the moment, I don't do anything because it's been hard to, you know, move around, you know, get going with that kind of stuff.
Okay. So Dr. Ian's going to tune into your blood sugar and your heart and see what his insight says.
Well, when you compare the two conditions, it's something more related to the cardio. But cardio, of course, it will involve your breathing, and it's more coming from your lungs and your heart, because that's the weakness indicator coming from your respiratory. So I was just trying that. The respiratory organs are weakened by other organs, and it's not so much the respiratory system. And then the action that you take, kind of difficult for your body, because your body kind of not uniformly even with each other. There's a lot of unevenness there. So we just have to even things out, like tune up your body so they could integrate better. So why don't we just move a little bit and see how your movement affects you now, as far as tiring you out as before. Now, let's see if it still tires you out as before.
Okay, so I'm walking around. So as I got up, like, I started to get bloating in my stomach. But when you were talking, the pressure, I started to get some breathing in my chest a bit, and some of the tension started to go away. As I stand up, my stomach gets.
Well, you feel it in your abdominal cavity, so that's not really, you know, close to your heart. But actually, you want the cavity or the torso cavities. So we will consider your torso has three cavities. We will just strengthen each one of them to be even with each other. Like the empty space has to be more even now with each other. Whereas before, when we even out your body, it's really the body parts that make up of matter. Now there's no matter there, it's just empty space. You want the energy to increase in those empty spaces. Okay, now how do your abdominal region too much here?
It's actually still a little bloated, but I feel it less. It doesn't feel as like pushing. Yeah.
So the bloatiness is really means that there ought to be more tension in your body, but that tension is not in the abdominal region, it's really in the chest region. If you were doing a bench press or doing push-ups, it would make that bloatiness in your abdominal region to be less. That's what your message is telling me. So instead of doing it, you could just tense it, or instead of just tensing it, I just make it easy for you to restore the tension in your chest region. Okay, so how's the bloatiness sensation tend to you now?
It's actually a little more than I felt. Started to feel a little pain in my chest.
Okay, so it's your chest. What about your abdominal?
No, I mean the bloating was a little bit more, and then I felt the pain in my chest, and it goes through to the top of my spine a little bit.
So you perceive it as being more. It shouldn't be more, but you know, I don't want to argue with you. It's really a misperception there. So let's improve your perception, and then I bring in misinterpretation. And you bring up all your experience of misinterpretation that make your body not as functioning potentially the way it ought to be functioning. Okay, now. All right, now how's the region now? How's your chest? How's your abdominal region? How's the ear? Your heart?
Actually, my chest is hurting a little bit more right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, it doesn't come up as such. So, again, let's improve your personal, let's say, perception and your insight. So even though we use insight to resolve people's problems, the person with the problem has to increase their insight to receive the changes. So it just makes you strong for having the insight and also the physical knowing that your body is changing and strongly accepted. Now, how's your torso doing like you?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
So how's your torso now? How's your chest?
It's starting to get a little bit lighter. I feel like the chest is starting to open up a little bit. I do feel like I have a kind of a wave of like blocked or stuck energy in my chest, but both are getting a little bit lighter.
So you have to restore the tension and untensing rhythm. So you have to just tense your torso and then untense it the next second. You got to restore that the rhythm of tensing and untensing. Okay. So
okay.
Just consciously and see what that seemed like to you. Okay.
Okay. You know, it's starting. The energy's starting to lighten up a little bit.
You know, you can try them. You tense and you untense. Instead of just don't do anything, or keep yourself like relaxed, and you have a problem. The natural tendency for people just kind of relax themselves to their problem, but that's actually not a safe way to deal with any problems you think you have.
So I could.
Then you activate your torso.
Yeah, I can keep tensing and untensing, say, a couple times a minute for a while, and that would improve after a while. Is that what
it
you're saying?
It should be more than a couple times a minute. You should have the same rhythm as your heart. So your heart tensing, your heart is tensing. You have that become automatically in sync with each other.
Okay. So I'll just keep doing that. And I will say, I didn't mention I had a little bit of steady minor kidney adrenal area pain that has lightened up some too.
Well, don't think of it at all. Okay, so just make your torso get back to the rhythm of tensing and untensing, the same rhythm as your heart, and then you'd be, you know, a lot better.
Wonderful. Awesome. Thank you very much, both of you guys.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Is there anything you want to share with our listeners? There was a lot of changes you just had, and I know Dr. Ewan was going, you know, deleting a lot of weaknesses for you, but more importantly, you know, he's speeding up your internal computer so that when you perceive the changes and that you're able to feel this real time. So is there anything you'd like to share?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I think what was happening is I could feel this speeding up happening inside my torso, and it felt, I think it felt a little scary, to be honest with you. So I'm having to get myself back in sync with that. But now, just over this very short time, I can feel energy releasing from my body slowly, and it's starting to loosen up. And I'm just amazed at how quickly you guys tune into this stuff.
You have to get back to your basics. The most things you can do is tense and untense, the same rhythm as your heart. I mean, that's the most basic action you could possibly take.
Sounds beautiful.
Okay, well, thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much for calling in. And I do want to point out that it's really important. I mean, you see what's possible in just a few minutes. I mean, if you're not deleting, your problems are going to accumulate and get worse. I mean, sometimes a lifetime. So this is also preventative as well, you know. So thank you so much for joining. We're going to do some group deletion now for everyone. So join us. Let us know at the end of the stream, you know, how you're feeling. And if you've experienced any shifts. So thank you so much. So
thanks again.
So before taking another caller, we'd like you to place your attention right now on your midline. Your midline is a line that runs vertically down the center of your body. It's invisible. But to get more in touch with it, you can place your attention, your awareness on your spine. And what I'd like you to do is run your thought energy with your mind. Just have, you know, you're going to first get in touch with your spine. And we're going to delete your mind out of your physical body. So we're Dr. Ewan and I are strengthening to delete any blocks at all that you have. So first we're deleting your mind, and now we're going to get in touch with your central nervous system. So the best way to get in touch with your central nervous system is to place your attention on your spine. And when you do that, repeat to yourself, mindless, spiritless, empty. And do this along with us. Say it out loud to yourself at home right now. Mindless, spiritless, empty. What that does is Dr. Eden and I are directing you strength. We're in touch with everybody watching the stream, and I see all your names here. We feel you. And we're deleting your mind so that your mind creates a lot of blocks for you. So we're deleting your mind. And more importantly, we're strengthening your central nervous system. We're strengthening your organs. We're strengthening your physical potential. And we're loosening up. Right now, I'd like you to rotate your neck and circle leg movements. Get a face on how you're feeling physically in your body. I know a lot of you are feeling pain. I'm reading it right here. And no matter where the pain is in your physical body, let that vibration go up and down your spine like a fast frequency. And now that you just repeated mindless, spiritless, empty, we're strengthening you from neutrality. We're strengthening your central nervous system. And again, we're strengthening your organs. Jackie, what do you feel on this group? Let's do some group deletions.
Well, Joy, you make them strong by connecting with the midline. So the midline actually make it easy for people to be balanced, center, stabilized. So essentially, they strongly be neutral.
And what do you feel for the triad here, for the taking charge triad, what do you feel with our listeners here? Do you feel any weakness with the taking charge? Let's strengthen the triad, the components of the triad, the internal and external dynamic, and make sure that you're strongly taking charge in your life. Because when you're not, you're going to start to feel physical pain in your body. So what do you feel on this triad for them?
I feel that there's a weakness on this side of the triad.
With money, finances, and career.
Yes.
Okay, and how does money, finances, and career, when that's not strongly, you know, integrated in your life, how does that cause physical pain?
Well, it's not really about them personally have that problem. They have that problem coming from their family members that are affecting them.
So now that's stronger. So we're doing group deletions right now. Let us know, just from doing that correction with this side of the trial, like Dr. Yoon said, let us know in the chat right now, I have the chat in front of me, do you feel the same or different? Let us know. We're also going to strengthen your brain connection to the central nervous system, your central nervous system back to the brain. We're turning on your brain receiver so that your brain is strongly connected to the universal intelligence and the universal intelligence to your brain. And what does that do, Dr. Yoon, when you turn your brain receiver on? Let's explain that.
Well, you turn that on, then you pretty much receive all the answers that's around you, and your brain will just select the right answer to the question or the problems you have. So your brain does that, and not your mind. Your mind would be sitting there analyzing it and not sure know what to do.
Okay, so some people are saying they feel better, they feel different. Some people do say they feel the same, and it's okay. But we're going to go even further if you do feel the same and process that further. We're going to look at unconditional love. So what in your life is blocking that? You know, let's go to the place of neutrality. When we all have hectic days, and, you know, maybe it's your kids, maybe it's your job, maybe it's your boss, maybe it's people you work with, your spouse, whatever it is, like, we have day-to-day weaknesses that are troubling for us. So we're going to go ahead and delete all the negative emotions that you're feeling right now, negative emotions, negative experiences. Most importantly, to get in touch with that unconditional love, that place us inside ourselves where we're totally neutral. So whether you're positive, not positive, negative, not negative, you're just neutral to the situations around you and totally accepting, and that you feel that you're strong, your energy supports you being able, willing, and ready to, you know, do the things in your life. Because, you know, some of you are saying that you feel limited in life, maybe you're not feeling confident. So let's delete those negative emotions right now. We're just going to delete it on the spot. So, Dr. Yoon, you feel they're strongly connected with confidence.
Well, they pretty much have it when you make that change for them, but they're still connected with their family members, and there's where the weakness that has to be adjusted for them, for the family members.
So the family members can weaken you, and that's really important. So Dr. Yoon just deleted that. How are you feeling now? So I'm reading the chat here. More energy in my heart area, Robin says. Arlene says different. Neck was big cracking sound when rotating, and now it's gone. That's great, Darlene. Feels like energy is moving. So nice shift for the family with finances. I feel better in my body, no pain. That was Ingrid. Nice shift for the family. Okay, so I see a lot of people are feeling better. Let's talk about what happens when you don't feel better. So we're going to look and speed your internal computer up, because a lot of times your computer is just slow. And it's not that we're changing you. It's that we're connecting with you. We're directing you energy so that you internally change. Because it's really about your internal computer and making sure that those settings are on. So we're doing it for you live right now. So let me know just with that how you feel. So let's connect with some people. So you're right, Marnie. Nice shift. Finances. Okay, Christina. Mindless, spiritless, empty. So say that again to yourself. If you're not feeling shit, say mindless, spiritless, empty. You've got to get that. And you got to be strong to that. Because if your mind is in the way, and I hear this over and over and over again with clients that I've had, you know, thousands of clients that we've worked on around the world. I mean, the root cause of most people not receiving the energy is that their mind is just completely sabotaging them. So let's look at the minds and to thoroughly believe that. Because some people that aren't feeling it, some people are sabotaging themselves. What do you feel there?
Well, when it comes to mind, it's a new suggestion that, you know, they brought into conventional thinking, is that to be mindful about the life situation, but actually that bringing more problems to be mindful, because your mind is trying to evaluate, you know, what is right, what is not right for your life, what choices you make. But your brain is really know how to do it in a matter of second or less, choose the right thing for you.
So you don't want to use your mind. You want to use your brain. So how strongly connected is this group with their mind and their brain?
It's pretty much clear by being here. But as I said earlier, they still have influences coming from family members. So we have to extend the improvement to their family members and ensure that that we continue making improvement on that level.
Okay, so we're going to take another live caller. And again, pay attention to how you're feeling in your physical body as we work on people. Okay.
Okay,
847. 847, you're on live.
Oh my God, is that me?
Yeah. Oh my God, that's great. I'm so excited.
Okay, I just feel, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, what was your name?
Linda.
I'm sorry, what was your name? Linda. Okay, Linda,
yeah.
How are you doing, Linda?
I'm okay. I just feel nervous, like, about, like, directions and moving forward, and I feel like I really need to, like, make some improvements in my life, and I'm scared to do it.
Okay, and I'm sure a lot of people listening right now are feeling the same way, too. You want to make improvements in your life.
Or short improve.
How have you felt since you've been on the stream? Have you felt any shifts so far?
Just a little bit. I think my anxiety is just coming up around a lot of things today or stuff in general in life.
Okay, so I feel
like it's... Like it's
what I get right away is that your finances, you know, there's some weakness there, and it causes some anxiety, but... And also with relationships. So what's going on with your relationships right now?
I think, like, I haven't had a good relationship in a really long time, and I'm kind of going out with this guy a little bit right now, but it doesn't feel like...
There's some stagnant energy there. Yeah, what I feel is that it's like the connection is just there's some karma there, and it's blocking you. So I'm gonna delete the karma that you have with him, and there's... When you feel like, okay, so here, when I think about this for a minute, think about having an amazing, unconditional love relationship with, you know, just think about what it is that you'd want in a relationship. Can you get in touch with that feeling? Okay, so when you get in touch with that feeling, what I sense is that you're conscious and your subconscious, like you consciously want it, but that there's some anxiety there. So you have to be congruent. So I'm deleting any blocks at all. There's some anxiety, there's some grief, there's some past life resonance that you have with boyfriends and other life. And there's also just some trauma there in general in your reproductive organs. So I deleted all that. When you think about it now, your relationship and your life, how does your anxiety feel? Does it feel the same or different?
Something kind of calming is coming over me. It's a little settling, but actually as I thought of that, I felt this irregular palpitation in my heart, like this irregular heartbeat.
Well, that's good, irregular heartbeat. And you feel calm. You said you felt calm.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
and then I just
good.
Got a regular heartbeat, though, for a second when I was thinking about it. I don't know if that's just letting it go and releasing it or what.
I feel that that's just, it's just processing. Do you still feel it?
Okay.
I'm
no, it's that it's
down and out the bottom of your feet. So I'm deleting all your negative thoughts, all your negative emotions, and there's accumulation of it. It's not that it's present day life situations that are weakening you. It's the accumulation of everything that's ever happened to you in your entire life. So we just did thousands of deletions just like that from, like I said, your past life and karma. But when you think about the man who you're with now, you want to be neutral to that. So if you're with them, it's okay. If you're not with them, it's okay either way. And you'll just automatically, you know, move in the direction of strength. So when you think about him now, do you feel it's the same or different?
Oh, it's totally different. I do feel more neutral. Like, it doesn't bother me so much. I think it still feels like there's a little something in my, like, by my eyes or forehead when I think about it. It feels like something in there. I don't know if it's, like, a headiness.
Okay, so I do feel some fear, and I feel the fear comes up with having babies. It's more about having kids than being the mother.
Okay.
And that we can do. And there's a big fear there of past life motherhood. So I don't know if that resonates with you consciously, but I just deleted that fear and I deleted the motherhood issue that I felt. How does your head feel now?
It feels like it's getting clearer and lighter in there. Yeah.
It feels. So how do you, when I said that, how did you consciously feel? I mean, did you resonate with what I was saying at all?
I blocked so much stuff with that, like that kind of energy or even having a good relationship that I wanted to have kids, but now I'm like, I don't know, I'm getting older and I haven't had like a really good relationship in a really long time, so it seems kind of weird.
Okay, so now that I deleted those negative experiences, you're going to take totally different actions and attract different stuff because when your the files that no longer, it's like, you know, when you delete the files that no longer serve you and those old patterns and they're gone, you're going to attract a completely different scenario. So when you think about, when you think about having kids, when you think about being a mother, when you think about having an amazing relationship, your energy has to support that. Does that make sense? So your energy now supports you in your heart, all your organs feel strong, you physically feel strong, and mentally and emotionally also feel strong, to me. But how does that perceive, how do you perceive it? Do you feel different?
It feels like, yeah, it feels different. There's like a little opening up down in the front or something, feels like it's opening.
Okay, so that's good. You're very open, you're very open to this. Are you new to the UN method?
No, I'm not. I saw Cam a long time ago in Chicago.
Okay, great. So you've been to a lot of seminars. Okay.
Yeah,
wonderful.
I've been to some. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm glad you stayed connected. Keep staying connected on our free streams. And you may even, I feel like you're connected like you with the UN method. And I don't, you know, maybe you want to continue with the training because you seem really open and receptive to this.
Well, and I used to do the study group in Chicago with everyone in Chicago, so that was really cool, and I think there's people still getting together and working over there, so
That's great. Stay connected to it, because that's really where it's at, and, you know, the UN is a way of life, and, you'll continue to improve.
Yeah. Can you tell me something strong? What?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Can you just check to make sure I'm strong and, like, choosing things that I want and what to do for my life, like, and moving forward? Do I feel strong with that?
Okay, so you have a question. That means there's a weakness. So let's process that. So when you think about moving forward in your life, there is a little bit of – it's not so much confidence, but when you move forward, it reminds you of going backwards. And there's a negative emotion there. So I'll delete the negative emotion. And I also feel that the place that you're living – and the energy that surrounds you could be stronger. So I'm strengthening your feng shui, your home, the place around you. And that feels stronger to me now. So when you think about making decisions and moving forward, did that change?
It feels like it's a little different. There's something, I don't know if I have a resistance to moving forward and changing and really growing like into myself and being who I'm really supposed to be kind of thing.
So you're indecisive and whatnot, but I feel that it's really your insight. So I'm strengthening your insight. I'm strengthening your feeling, your intuition, your perception, and everyone that's listening, I'm also strengthening everybody's insight, because your insight is going to, you need to trust yourself. There's a part that you just don't trust yourself, and you've got to, if there's one thing in this life you've got to do, you got to be strongly connected to your insight and trust your insight and act on it. And now I feel there was a weakness with that, so I strengthen you to it. Did you feel strong, Dakun, to insight?
The insight's very strong, but it's really about be strong to yourself in such a way, there's no such thing about trust zone or distrust. That should be totally out of the picture.
So do you feel more neutral now?
Yeah, a little bit. I don't know if there's like a nervousness in my gut or something, or if it's, I don't know what that is.
When you say a little bit, there's some other things that you really want to improve, like criticism would be one of them. So,
what is it?
Criticism.
Okay.
When people criticize others in front of you, it really affects you. So you want to just remove that. Okay, now when you think about your condition now, what's that seem like?
It feels like it's getting better. It's not, it's a little lighter and less. I mean, there's still a little bit down there, but it's a little better.
Also, still only a little bit better, right? So now criticism is one thing, and there's also judgment, and you don't have that, but there are a lot of complaining, right? So you can relate to complaining.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you want to strengthen that and delete all your connection with complaining. Like the whole world complaining, right? So it's not like you complaining, but so let's make you strong to all complaints, and all the cumulative effect of complaint have no effect on you. So now think about your condition now. What's that seem like?
I think it still feels like there's something down there, like and almost a bloatedness, like in my abdomen, kind of.
Okay, so what you have to do is go back to the basic sensing and untensing that regenerating. Let's say you do that, you restore the tension and untensing, everything would be more, does it seem to be more uniformly even for you now?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have to restore that. So when we have a problem, the human tendency is just to relax yourself to the problem.
Uh-huh.
Is there anything you'd like to share with our listeners as all those deletions took place?
I just want to say thank you so much. I totally appreciate what you guys do, and it really is amazing. Okay. And you can always feel huge shifts if you don't notice it right away. Sometimes you notice it like within the day or the next day, how empowering it is or powerful. So I just want to say thank you, and I love you guys.
Okay, thank you so much for joining, and keep us posted also. If, like you said, like if you notice it tomorrow, join our next free stream and let us know. So we
love
to stay connected with you, and you know, and keep improving. That's what it's all about. So thank you for joining.
Thank you so much.
Okay. So Jackson, let's talk about judgment and blame and criticism and how that affects so many people. Let's delete everybody's like judgment and blame and criticism, and you know, talk a little bit more about neutrality.
Well, you could be strong with neutrality just by having your midline to be strong for balance and your stability, and you also be influenced by you know, judgment and criticism and blaming and also complaining. So it seemed like in comparison, what still remained would be complaining as the leading weakness. So like I said, that complaining doesn't have to come personally from you. You're surrounded by your neighbor complaining, right? So that's what seems to come out more than people in your family, for this group here. So
So just by doing that, without being deluded with the criticism and others and the neighbors, let us know, you know, what you're feeling right now in the chat. Are you feeling the same? If you're feeling different from that, you know, let us know. So Karen says, strong to complaining? what does it mean when you're strong to complaining?
That means you're stronger than the complaint. If complaining weakens you, then it has an effect on you. But if you're strong to it, then there's no effect.
Okay, some people are reporting they feel lighter in the chat. Please remove the three C's, comparing, criticizing, and complaining.
No, that's pretty much gone for this group here.
It's gone. So let us know.
Well,
Adela, do you feel
I take
that?
Back in the cumulative effect in the past, there's still some of that lurking around.
That's a big one.
Because it's not that significant. I mean, he's not going to kill you right away. So you accumulate that and to the point where it you're not to a normal self, right? So
okay, someone says also I feel calm. Karen says the same. Lower back, shoulders. Let's loosen up the physical body.
See, when somebody says the same, then we have to look at that.
Okay.
If they have a weakness and those choices, same, not the same, different, not different. So in this particular case, Karen have a different, not different, is the weakness. Because it weakens her to be different, it weakens her not to be different.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, same, not the same, different, not different, changing, not changing. Also, when she doesn't change, it weakens her so much, it actually becomes difficult for her to change. So, these six choices have to be strong, and it should make up a strong hexagon, so it would make other six things in her life to be strong for her.
So it's a lot easier your life when you're strong to that hexagon, when you're the same, not the same, different, changing, not changing. So the whole key about the UN method, the whole basic principles is all about neutrality so that you are strong to that hexagon. So when you're strong to that hexagon, your whole life is easier.
Oh, for sure. So, I mean, you have the triad, you have the pentagon, then the next one will be hexagon, and then after that you have octagon.
So let's talk about the geometric figures. I know with the upcoming modules, the training that's coming up in the fall, Dr. Yuna's three new courses, and it's on, you know, the Taking Charge triad, and each course is on, you know, one's on weight reduction rejuvenation, one's on money, finances, career, and one's on unconditional love and sexual neutrality. And Dr. Yuna always has upcoming new trainings because as he empties himself, new information is coming in. It's kind of like keeping your computer up to date. But in these module trainings and the telecourses, you get, you know, the basic principles of the UN method with the geometric foundation and all the geometric figures. So we have a chart that goes with each module training. So talk about the charts and the hexagons and the pentagons and how that makes the, you know, the method itself exponentially faster.
Well, it would make the situation more stabilized and balanced and center when you have the geometric figure to be strong for you. And you could strand the geometric figure without specifying exactly what it is in words. But you know what it is, but you don't have to describe in words that's actually slowing down.
So the key to the UN method, and as you see as I'm, you know, talking to people on the phone, is we're using our insight, we're finding the weaknesses, and we're deleting it. But when you're finding those weaknesses and you're feeling for them, Dr. Yuna gives you charts to use. And that's actually, this is more of a demonstration just to show you that, wow, yeah, you can feel this. And, you know, you can do this in a couple minutes, what you can do if you really learn this and do it every day. The UN method is a way of life. But more importantly, the chart and the geometric figures make the method so much faster. It makes this whole process faster because we're just like a computer. And when you can take six components of a hexagon or three components to try it and you just strengthen that, it's just you're not looking for individual triggers anymore. So it speeds it up a lot.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
And a lot of it is, you know, you don't even have to verbalize. You know, we're verbalizing it for demonstration. But, you know, if you learn this, and it's not just for healthcare practitioners. I mean, if you're in the business of improving people's lives, yes, the UN method training is for you. But we have so many people that come to the training that are just, you know, they're everyday moms. They don't, you know, maybe some of you just, you don't have a career or a job, but you just want to do this on your loved ones. You know, let me tell you something. There's not a day that goes by that some emergency doesn't happen, whether I get a phone call from someone in my family, I get into an accident.
Well, it doesn't have to be an emergency.
It doesn't even have to be an emergency. I mean, there's someone around you that has physical pain, or someone's got a headache, someone has
back pain. Just making an improvement, right?
You know, it's just making, it's actually preventative. I mean, you don't even have to be in pain, but you can work on someone.
Well, if you can improve performance, you can actually improve your child's, let's say, playing soccer or some or baseball. So it's not like, or running better. So it's not just about health problems. So you could increase that fitness to the point where your child will be more fit than the other teammates on the team.
So like I said, I mean, whether you're in the business of improving people's lives, which is great, the UN method's for you, everyone will benefit from the UN method. I mean, just doing this on your loved ones, your kids, your family, your parents, everybody is eventually parents that are aging or kids that have problems. So it's really anything and everything that you can possibly think of. And we get emails every day, does the UN method help with pain? Does it help with weight?
Actually,
does it help with relationships?
For children, it is important because you can actually stop the child from growing up and get themselves in trouble with the law or doing something that's going to, you know, put them in jail. So you can actually stop that from happening.
So let's talk about how the UN method is preventative.
We actually stop it. It doesn't even prevent it.
It stops it. You literally can stop it. Change
on
it.
Track.
Right? Anything.
No prevention, right? So, prevention is giving a lot of rules to apply that most likely would not be applicable. Mm-hmm. You just stop the whole process. It's not going to happen.
Right. I mean, you know, so you got to think about what would your life be like without pain, without illness, without limitations? What would you be doing differently? And if that feels good to you, then, and you know, being able to really learn this and apply this method on yourself, on others, then the training is for you. But I do see people in the chat that have specific things that, you know, if you want specific things addressed by Dr. Yoon, he does have upcoming clinics, and that's a small group setting, totally different than a course. And you get to submit issues every week for 5 weeks. So you're working one-on-one. You're also in a small group setting, so you benefit from, you know, the clinical experience of that as well. And every week for 5 weeks, you can submit an issue, and, you know, you get better over a five-week period. And that's, you know, talk about your specialized clinic that you have.
Well, clinic is like having a semi-private lesson, you know, like mm-hmm. compared with tennis or golf. Mm-hmm. So you have more than one individual privately that get all the attention. So this way, the group, each individual in the group has improvement, and that improvement is applicable to the whole group, and the group becomes better, and then the group will actually make the individuals better. And as the individual continues to improve each week, the group will become better, and then each individual can be strong with any group in society, and there will be no weakening effect from any group other than, you know, your own group, outside your own group.
So if you have physical pain or mental, emotional, whatever it is that's bothering you, and you want personalized resolution of that, I definitely encourage you to join the clinic. And you can go ahead and come to theunmethod.com and look at our upcoming calendar. Click here. The links are on this page right here. You can go ahead and click and look at our calendar of upcoming events. We have 3 telecourses coming up. We have clinics coming up. And we also have a full-on certification program that's open. So do, you know, check it out. Okay, we're going to continue with another live caller.
All right,
202. Okay, we'll take another caller. Okay, 202. Okay, we'll take another caller. 323. Okay, we'll try another caller. 306, you're on live? Okay, 306. Okay, it seems that our technical team is working on the phone line, so until that gets back up and running, we will continue with more live deletions. So, like I said, we'd like you to just place your attention on your spinal cord, on your midline. And Dr. Eden and I, we're going to strengthen everybody here right now. So again, we've already strengthened, we turned on your brain receiver, we strengthened your central nervous system, we strengthened your organs. Let's delete, I would like you to place your thought on something that you'd like better in your life, whether it be finances, relationships, maybe you'd like to lose weight, whatever it is that, you know, you'd like to manifest in your life. You'd like to place your attention on that for a moment. And we're going to tune in as a group and delete any blocks at all that you might be feeling. So we're going to strengthen your life hexagon. We're going to delete any and all negative emotions, negative experiences, traumas, illness, limitations, fears, phobias, karmas, collective influences, expert influences, your internal and external surroundings. And we're just doing tons of deletion for you right now as a group. And it's very quick. It happens quickly. So just with that, let us know how you feel. Do you feel any difference in your body? So let us know, chat with us. You can chat with us live, even if the phone line isn't working. So Molly says, thanks, Kim and Marty, Bonnie. Roberta, how can I improve using your chart so I can get better results? That is actually taught more in the course, so definitely join a course with us. We go through that more in detail. Let's see. Other people, they feel sensations. Physical sensations to emotional. So, Dr. what do you feel on their emotional situation as a group?
It's really not much going on in their emotions. So, again, looking at the mind and the spirit, I would say the spiritual experiences have more effect than their mind or the emotion. So, the spiritual effect is more relating to physical experiences in this case. So the physical experiences of illnesses, mm-hmm. more than trauma. So everyone have, you know, past illnesses that have not been strengthened for and to lead the effects or cumulative effect of them. So it's kind of make a person a little more inclined to have illnesses again. So when you strengthen the past or the previous cumulative effect of illness and delete the effects of it, you really have no chance of having illnesses or sickness and illness.
Okay, so let me read some of the live chat. Crystal says, I feel the energy, now feeling a bit more feminine and relaxed. That's great, Crystal. Jade, Marnie, do you teach the course? Actually, Dr. Yoon is teaching this course. BD, sweet, feel limitless. Okay, that's great, BD. Charlene says, yes, I feel different. Deb says, neck pain gone and tingling energy flowing all over. That's great, Deb. I'm glad you're feeling it. Anna, yes, lighter energy in the overall back. That's great, Anna. Karen says, my back hurts more after the deletions. Okay, Karen, we're going to work on your back. So if you're hurting more after deletions, it's a reverse perception. So Karen, I'm reversing your perception. Anyone else that still feels pain, I'm also strengthening your central nervous system and fully activating it even more. So let me know if you just felt that shift, if the pain's gone. Also, I'm strengthening everyone's exit portals, because sometimes when you start to do group deletions, some of the things that you weren't even noticing were bothering you starts to bubble up. So let's push that energy down and out the bottom of your feet and strengthen it so you feel better, you feel stronger. This is all about having more energy and more vitality. So we're strengthening you for more energy and more vitality. I'm going to continue reading. Let's see. Yaris is feeling lighter and stronger. That's great. We can read the chat comments. All right. Well, this is really important, because this is all about a live interaction. I got to know, and Dr.'s got to know where you're feeling so that we can best assist you. So if we, you know, live interaction, you telling us just makes it all that much better. What do you think, Dr.?
Well, it shows that improving is really simple and easy. It's so simple and easy, people think that, you know, this is just a put on, you know, they think this is totally bogus.
Right. So it's important that we read the chat and know where people are coming from.
Or people know that we don't know these people.
Right. So it's great overall that you're feeling improvement. Josh, what else do you feel?
Well, I feel people should give themselves the opportunity to find the way to resolve their own problem and their own questions, so they could live their life with less and less questions, or definitely less and less problems. So So not only just for themselves, but for family members and neighbors and then their friends. That's further away than their neighbors. So I thought they would connect with their friends closer, but actually the closeness of the neighbors actually affect them more than their friends.
Wow, okay. Wonderful. Okay, so let's see if the phone line is working. We'll take another caller.
781.
Okay, we'll try another one.
Try again. Taking a long time
to reach the person. Okay, 718? 781. Okay, we'll leave the phone line open. Our tech team is on it. There seems to be an issue with the phone line, but that's okay. We're going to keep going, whether we can speak to you one-on-one or not. So, we know that you're open to these deletions. We do see a lot of chat comments here. So, Dr. Green, let's talk about the new rules of money finance, delete, wait, and rejuvenate on the spot, and unconditional love and sexual neutrality. What is new? What is coming? Let's share with them.
Well, what's new is that we always, as a human race, we misinterpret what really affect us, and we defend those things that we think that affect us, and by putting a lot of effort and energy that actually make the condition worse. So when you're not achieving any results, that means you misinterpret what it is, and that misinterpretation actually make the condition worse, whether it's health or money or weight. So when people think that a certain way of losing weight and they're not achieving the results more often than failures, then they know that they've been using the wrong approach.
Okay, so we have amazing upcoming fall courses. If you want more information on those fall courses, like I said, just come to theunmethod.com and click on our upcoming calendar of events, or click on the links on this page and you can find out all the information about the upcoming telecourses and the clinics that are all new. We get a lot of questions about, people that are advanced and whether you're a beginner. So it doesn't matter whether you're a beginner, never done the UN method. Maybe you've done a few courses or, maybe you've done a lot of courses. Every course that you come to, it's always new. It's always updated. You get new information. It's totally different. And so, like I said, even our advanced practitioners who come always learn, something.
Well, they update where they left off. So it doesn't matter what level you are.
Right. So it is for everyone, and we have lots of different modules and levels, but you can start anywhere. And when you purchase these module trainings, you'll also get the fundamentals with it, and you can find out more on our website. And like I said, if you have any logistical questions, just send us an email at contactus@unmethod.com. And it's coming to the end of the stream, and I know we said the best part about this is that we're giving a free telecourse to someone that was live on this call with us. So I do see a woman named Yara, Y-A-R-A, and I'm just randomly picking out a name. So Yara, are you there? If you are, send us an email right now. You just won a free telecourse. So congratulations, Yara. I don't know who you are, but if you could just let me know.